From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 19th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Coxsackie Fire Chief Barry Roush is facing 11 charges of misconduct, insubordination, and neglect of duty, and will defend himself against those charges in a disciplinary hearing on December the 19th. Roush, a 40-year veteran of the fire department, was suspended by the Coxsackie Village Board in November. It is alleged Roush routinely failed to communicate with officers and members of the fire department and the mayor in accordance with his duties as chief, failed to maintain equipment, and did not provide adequate fire prevention training to the Coxsackie Elementary School, among other charges. Roush is also accused of engaging in political activities as chief when he used the fire department's text messaging system, usually reserved for emergency communications, to invite and encourage department members to attend an open house about the proposed UMH housing development. Coxsackie Transport owner and former village trustee Wayne Parks said that was the political motivator behind Mayor Mark Evans' decision to suspend Roush. Evans is not talking to the press about the chief's suspension. If found guilty, Roush will be immediately removed from office as fire chief. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daily Freeman is reporting that U.S. Representative John Faso will vote no on the tax reform bill, the first-term Kinderhook Republican announced on his website December the 18th. He cited the bill's negative impact on New York State's residents to support his intention, the same reason he gave for voting against the original version of the bill a little more than a month ago. However, he did vote to move the bill to conference committee in a procedural vote on December the 4th. Faso said on Monday, and I quote, "From the beginning, I wanted to support a tax reform plan that would increase economic growth, increase worker paychecks, incentivize small business investment, and ensure New York families are better off. Unfortunately, this plan does not meet all of those criteria," end quote. In the original House vote, Faso was one of 13 Republicans who voted no because that version of the bill called for the elimination of tax deductions for state and local income and sales taxes and limited property tax deductions to $10,000. The final version of the bill keeps the $10,000 cap, but some of the deductions for state and local taxes have been revived. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union, the New York State Education Department is looking to overhaul the 180-day school year calendar. Policymakers are considering the benefits of a more flexible school year that could start early in September and be counted in hours, not days. Current state law does not allow public schools to open before September the 1st. State Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Ela told the Times Union on December the 18th, education officials will seek relief from that requirement in the upcoming legislative session in an effort to help districts meet their annual instructional requirements. Under the change, districts would not have to start early, but they could if they wanted to. Policymakers are also considering a proposal that school years would be counted in hours rather than days. Any change to the instructional day or year would require revisiting teacher contracts. New York State United Teachers spokesman Carl Korn said the union is still waiting to hear back from the teacher leaders around the state on the proposed changes. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And for our final story, several members of the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement reported several arrests of protesters at a sit-in at Representative John Faso's Kinderhook office on December the 18th. Facebook Live video on the activist group's website shows police taking away at least one of the protesters gathered to advocate for Faso's support of the Clean Dream Act. The proposed law would allow children of immigrants in the country illegally to stay in the United States. Faso supports two versions of the bill, but activists prefer the stronger Clean Dream Act. In April, Faso co-sponsored the Bridge Act. On December the 18th, about a dozen activists took over the meeting room in Faso's Kinderhook office, chanting and playing music. WGXC's partner station in Troy, WOOC-LP, interviewed Gloria Martinez, a young organizer with the Columbia Sanctuary Movement, who called in from Faso's office during the protests. You can hear a brief excerpt of Martinez talking about the four arrests on the WGXC newsroom website. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 45 degrees. For Tuesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 32. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 17. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. The sun rose this morning at 7:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:23 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, about the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 19th day of December 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.